Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for the celebration of the Eucharist. Today is Laetare Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent. The celebrant for this Mass is the Archbishop of New York, Timothy Cardinal Dolan. The worship program for this Mass can be found online at stpatrickscathedral.org/live. And as we begin our Mass, we invite you to rise and to join in singing our entrance hymn, number 798 in the blue St. Michael hymnal found in the pews, number 798, Thou Hope of All the World.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Welcome to Mass here at America's Parish Church. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting. Let us pray. O God, who through your word reconcile us to yourself, grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, we may hasten toward the solemn celebrations of Easter close to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Joshua. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have removed the reproach of Egypt from you." While the Israelites were encamped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, they celebrated the Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month. On the day after the Passover, they ate of the produce of the land, in the form of unleavened cakes and parched grain. On that same day after the Passover, on which they ate of the produce of the land, the manna ceased. No longer was there manna for the Israelites, who that year ate of the yield of the land of Canaan. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord.
Taste and see
the goodness of the Lord.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad.
Second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. And all this is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting us the message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And go to my father and shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them, Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger man collected his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend his swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. And now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of the music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back, safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf." He said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost, and he has been found." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this morning I'd like to preach a bit about the Passover. The Passover. Joshua speaks about it in the first reading from the Bible. St. Paul speaks about it in the second reading from the Bible. And that beautiful parable of the prodigal son hints at the Passover. Now, you might be tempted to say, the Passover? Lord, we should go to a synagogue if we want to hear about the Passover. Isn't the Passover that great feast of our Jewish neighbors? Yep, it is. Matter of fact, it starts in 2 weeks. But you and I happen to have three meanings of the Passover, sort of a triple play. Let me use that baseball analogy now that my Cardinals and our Yankees are at 2-0, okay? Three meanings of the Passover. You ready? All right. The first and most important and the most obvious would be, yes, the sacred event solemnly observed by our Jewish friends. What was that about? Remember? The angel passing over the homes of the Hebrew people who were in slavery in Egypt. The homes that had been wetted with the blood of the slaughtered lamb. The angel passing over those homes, sparing the death of the firstborn. Something that afflicted all the other families in Egypt. The passing over the Red Sea. Remember when Moses led them, they passed over dry through the Red Sea, the passing over 40 years in the desert during the Exodus, remember? As they passed over from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the Promised Land. There, folks, is the first meaning of the Passover. Here's the second. The Passover of Jesus. See, Jesus would pass over from the darkness, the evil, the sin, and the death of that Friday that we weirdly call good, to the light and the new life and glory at his resurrection the following Sunday. There's the Passover of Jesus. And here's number three, the third meaning of the Passover that I want to drive home this morning. We ourselves undergo a Passover. We are in company with the people of Israel and with Jesus our Lord, our Lamb, the Lamb of God, in passing over from what? From evil and sin and death to goodness, virtue, grace, and eternal life. What do I mean by that? Our Passover. See, the Passover victory of the people of Israel and of Jesus, our Savior, is our triumph as well. Jesus shares his Easter trophy, his Passover trophy, with you and me. We call this the Paschal Mystery. You ever heard that term? That means the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus and our sharing in it, the Paschal Mystery. I'll give you a couple examples. I've been close to a fella for a while who's battling a bad addiction to alcohol. And he finally, a little over a month ago, with the help of friends and people of faith, he finally checked into a rehab program. And I was able to talk to him the other day, and he said, "I am doing well. I'm sober. I think I'm on the right track. I think I've got it licked. And guess what, Cardinal Dolan? They say I'll be able to go home on Holy Saturday." What he was saying is that's going to be his passing over. That's going to be his resurrection. A woman with whom I know is dying. She's home, dying of advanced cancer. She doesn't have too long to live. She's home now with her family in hospice care. And when I spoke to her, she said, death is near. I don't have much longer, but she said, "I'm very much at peace. I'm very much at peace. I've had the sacraments. I'm praying. I'm surrounded by family and friends and good care." She said, "My only prayer," and she said, "would you pray with me, is that I can die on Easter Sunday." She was seeing Easter as her Passover from death here on earth to life everlasting in heaven. You get it? You and I don't have 40 years like the Exodus. We don't have 3 days in the tomb like Jesus. We do have the 40 days of Lent as we pass over from sin, selfishness, and slavery to Satan. Pass over to what? To grace, conversion of heart, selflessness, freedom, and ultimately, pass over from this life to the next. I wish you a blessed Laetare Rejoice Sunday, because that should make us rejoice. I wish you a blessed Passover.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For Pope Francis, for our shepherd Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among and with all nations, and for those suffering in war-torn lands, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the poor, the hungry, the unemployed, and all those facing difficult problems, that God will touch them with his love and mercy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, Colin McVeigh, Brian Rojas, John Paul McNiff, and Bill McGurn, that they may experience solidarity with Jesus and with all the faithful, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Richard Lallier and all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We seek the intercession of our sorrowful mother, Our Lady of Sorrows, at the foot of the cross on Calvary, of St. Joseph, her spouse, and of St. Patrick, our patron, as we make these and all of our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. We place before you with joy these offerings, which bring us eternal remedy, O Lord, praying that we may both faithfully revere them and present them to you as is fitting for the salvation of the world through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you have given your children this sacred time of Lent for the renewing and purification of our hearts, that freed from those disordered affections, we may so deal with the things of this passing world as to hold rather to the things that last forever. And so with the angels and saints of heaven, we now praise you as without end we acclaim.
Holy, 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 God of all.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, Saint Patrick, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Deus dicere. Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
O forte te, figale, quia fratem tuus,
thank you.
Please join in singing the communion hymn found in the online program, Taste and See.
Let us pray. O God, who enlighten everyone, illuminate our hearts, we pray, with the splendor of your grace, that we may always ponder what is worthy and pleasing to you and love you in all sincerity through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. Please join in singing the recessional hymn, number 781 in the hymnal, number 781, The Glory of These 40 Days.
With songs of praise. soul.